So what are some of the key programs you have going right now?
We always have research, and we do a lot with promotion. As we look to the future, one big issue out there is the number of people. We saw recently there's more millennials than there is baby boomers. Well, it takes a different type of marketing, maybe more social than it is than the old print or radio. You may have to attack that a little different in order to get your message out. So that's an issue. And issue management's always out there. The protect and defend side of it's research. Still a lot of money that goes into foreign marketing, so there's just a lot of programs out there that benefit the industry.
You mentioned the millennials now outnumber the baby boomers, so define again what millennials are.
Well, the millennials are these young adults that again, 35 and down, and I was shocked. I guess I'm the end of the baby boomers, but we have a lot of these young people that are kind of your foodies. They want to know where it's coming from and how it's produced and how it's handled and what assurances they are that it's safe. And that's all the things that Checkoff are doing. And sometimes we don't always tell our story. So as we come to this convention, this is a great convention to come to because I see a lot of young producers. And I think we continue to tap into those folks to help us understand. And we're spending a lot of time and effort to maybe retool our message or how we deliver it. We might use social media a little more. We might, however they want it, we're going to have to come up with, because I think we have an opportunity to have a great segment of beef consumers out there, and we don't want to miss that boat, because if we do, that would be a terrible mistake. So as beef producers, we're a little older, so we have to think outside the box, but I think we're on the right track, and hopefully we're going to keep moving that way.
Well, as you mentioned, certainly the social media has become a big factor in how you reach those kinds of folks these days.
It is, and I think people, particularly us producers that have sons and daughters that are millennials, kind of understand that, and sometimes we have to remember how we communicate to our own children. So I think we get the point. We just got to deliver the message.
And as we were talking here, you're having to do more with less in a lot of cases.
Well, you know, with the decrease in numbers, it definitely is a challenge. These beef councils struggle to get as many dollars, there just isn't as many cattle. Consequently, that moves on to the national program. The one thing I've seen in my 8 years being involved is the efficiency, by reduction of dollars virtually every year, the efficiency and the big idea and deep dive to utilize those dollars the most efficient way possible and get the most bang for the buck. And I really have seen a lot of efficiency being driven and a lot of more bolder, responsive programs that really have moved the needle on beef demand. We have a very safe product, and we're always on top of it, and we've learned how to manage the dollars that we have.
So, and part of that efficiency you were talking about is making your committee structure more efficient, it sounds like.
Yes, as we look to the future, we need big, bold ideas. And in the past, we've had 13 standing committees in the Checkoff. Today, we're going to move it to 4. And the one committee will be different than the others, and that is domestic, and that'll have 5 different subcommittees under that, which will address safety and taste and value. These names are a little bit different than what we've seen in the past. And what we want our committee people to do is come in with bigger, bolder ideas, throw them out on the table, give some direction of where they think the big idea is, the 30,000-foot look. And then we will develop programs that will go in front of the operating committee next fall. This allows us to think outside the box a little bit. And as the industry evolves and changes daily, we have to have that capability. These committees will be looked at. They adhere to the industry's long-range plan. And they can change fairly quick and be very dynamic and move with the within an issue that may have come up. very excited to look at that. So it's preventing us from putting all these ideas into silos, and it gives a more coordinated effort to the whole program.
Let me ask you, you're in the feeding industry. Just wondering how your side of the business is holding up here with the drought that's going on and some of the various things surrounding that.
Well, you know, I'm pretty optimistic that eventually it will rain. Every day I say it's one day closer to a rain. It has been really extremely tough in our country. I guess as a true cattleman, I guess the one thing I look at this year, I run quite a few cows as well. It sure has been a cheap year to winter my cows. So what it's going to cost me to take them from here forward, I don't know, but it's going to make it cheaper there. It's tough, and I want everybody to keep their head up. It will change, and it will be pretty robust when it does. But I know times are tough out there because we're living right in it. We're seeing a lot of cattle come to the feed yards at a lot lighter weight. And that goes back a lot to some of the ideas that come out of this convention. We've seen the beef quality assurance was designed by the checkoff to help people better manage their livestock. And when they put those best practices into implementation, they know what to do and how to handle it. And they won't panic. They'll get through this.